Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, the podcast about jujitsu and so much more. I'm Jen Eads, a four-stripe white belt full of curiosity and questions about all the things jujitsu.
And I'm AJ Klingerman, a one-stripe brown belt obsessed with jujitsu.
Tell us about your jujitsu right now, AJ.
It is non-existent.
And why is that?
So I had surgery on my foot. I broke it 2.5 years ago and didn't go to the doctor then either. Knew it hurt, but didn't know, like, you know, the extent of the damage. So that happened in May. In November of that year, after trying to compete in the Nashville Open, I was like, man, this is really bad. Like, my foot still hurts. It's, you know. So November of that year, I was like, hey, does anybody know a good foot doctor? And I went to this foot doctor and he was like, you need surgery. You need, a few screws and probably a plate. And,
yikes.
Yeah. And I was like, well, I don't want to do that. And so I did it. And you know, like, so weird, but it just never got better on its own.
That's amazing that it didn't just miraculously heal itself.
I really, you know, I thought that might happen, but no, it didn't. And it at times was worse, and it never didn't hurt. Like, my foot just always hurt.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously it affected my jujitsu. I couldn't do like active toes or like shots on that side, or, you know, it affected what shoes I could wear. Like, you know, it's hard to wear dress shoes. And
yeah.
But I just was like kind of living with it and dealing with it. And so Rissa really like pushed me, like, okay, you know, like, it's time, let's take care of this, let's get you healed up. And so the original plan was I was going to do Master Worlds, and then after I competed, I was going to have the surgery. And my original surgery date was supposed to be the day before Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
Now that I've gone through it, I'm so glad that's not what happened. Because uh-huh. Like, in my head, I was like, it'll be fine, just lay me up on the couch and like, right. I'll be fine. No.
What has the post-surgery been like for you?
It's been rough. I've definitely experienced a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
The first few days were really bad. The nurse after the surgery kept talking about what a bloody procedure it is.
Oh.
Yeah, she mentioned it a few times. And then she was like, have you ever seen Misery? You know where that lady like takes the sledgehammer to the guy's feet?
Yeah.
She's like, that's a lot what it's like.
Oh, like, my God.
You are not helpful, lady. No. This is not... It's not helpful.
Wow.
Yeah. So apparently it's a pretty intense surgery. But yeah, so I've been in a lot of pain. We've done a pretty good job of like, I can't put any weight on it. I'm not allowed to put any weight on it until probably December 1st.
And when did you have the surgery?
November 10th.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've been kind of laid up, just like working on the computer mostly and watching all of the Netflix Christmas movies.
I'm not surprised by that at all.
All of them. I mean, you know, there's still new ones coming out. Like, one just came out yesterday. I watched it. But yeah, so, you know, a lot of that kind of stuff, keeping eyes on it pretty constantly. Really one of the worst parts. I mean, the pain is intense, but I have been nauseous almost the entire time.
Oh.
So that's been pretty rough. The first doctor's appointment I had was the Friday after surgery, and they like rewrapped it because it was too tight.
Mm-hmm.
And I threw up twice in the doctor's office.
Oh my gosh.
So then they gave me nausea meds, which was helpful.
Yeah. So this foot surgery is no joke.
No joke. But, you know, like it, I think it'll be the right thing to do. I think it'll help me, you know, obviously I want to live a fairly normal life with my foot.
Yeah.
I'd like to be able to do active toes and jujitsu.
Wear some dress shoes.
Exactly, right? I can't even wear flats. So just because it hurts so much to like put pressure on it.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was like tennis shoes, but it's the best option always. But yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is your plan? So like as you try to come back to jujitsu, how are you going to ease back into that?
Yeah. I mean, like for one, so I'll be in a boot in theory by December 1st. And that boot will be anywhere from 2 to 8 weeks that I'll be in it. So I'll be able to put pressure on my foot and stuff then. And he said, the doctor said I could like take the boot off to drive because mm-hmm. It is my right foot. So I'll be able to drive and stuff. And so at that point, I plan to be able to at least teach some things.
Mm-hmm.
At least I'll be present at the school. I'm, you know, like, I want to be there. I want to be around everybody. So
you are,
there are
going to
be some things.
For sure.
Thank you. Thank you. So at first it'll just be teaching. I'm sure my goal is to get to roll at Hatsugeiko. Mm-hmm. So our team does a big, New Year's Day training. It's supposed to be good luck for the new year. And, so my goal will be that that'll be the first time I roll, after the surgery. So,
oh, that's a good goal.
Yeah. Yeah. That puts me in the boot for like 4.5 weeks, which feels like a pretty even time between 2 and 8.
I like how you do. I like your recovery math.
Yeah, exactly. You know, worst case scenario, I'm in the boot through, you know, towards the end of January, which is a little tough because Costa Rica is the beginning of February.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I plan to do a lot of hiking and stuff in Costa Rica. So,
yeah,
I'm hoping I'll be nice and healed up before then.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all you want for Christmas.
That's right. It's 2 feet. Yes. We actually, like, we went dancing the weekend before my surgery because I was like, we have to go while I still have 2 feet to dance on. And then the whole morning of my surgery, I was like marching and stomping everywhere. Oh, so I was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm using my foot while I can. I'm like over exaggerating every step because just wanted to, you know, use it while I had it.
Yeah. Well, I am glad you are on the path to recovery with that.
Thank you. Me too. And it's very helpful. Like, we've got great people that have been able to cover all the classes. And so, yeah, it's hard for me to be out mostly just because I miss it. I mean, you know, like my introduction says, I'm obsessed with jiu-jitsu.
Uh-huh.
So it's hard for me to be out and be away from everybody. But it's good. You know, like, I don't have any stress about it. I'm not going, oh, God, I hope this is taking place. I hope that everyone's good. I know everyone's good. I know everyone's in good hands. So that's really helpful.
Yeah. At least in every class that I've been in, it's been great. Yeah. I mean, you know, good. Not that we haven't missed you, but
right. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We're still, I'm learning things. Oh, I have to tell you, I've even been writing in my notebook.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
I made a commitment at my mastermind yesterday that I definitely would, if I didn't find my notebook, that on January 1st, I will start a new one. So
okay.
That was the commitment I made.
I've even started on the way home. I'll pull my phone out and open up the voice recording app and start talking into that so that I don't forget between time that we leave or that I leave class and get home to write.
That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited about that because it's been, I've been learning a lot.
There are a couple people at the academy that take notes, but they number their classes. And so it's so interesting. Steve is one of them, I think. And for Steve to be able to be like, oh, I've done 140 classes. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how is that possible?
Oh, that's a really good however idea. Many.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a really cool thing just to like, just know how many classes you've done in a year or.
Yeah.
Know. I don't know. It's just kind of cool.
Yeah. Like okay. That. That's what I'm going to start tracking in.
Yeah.
In 2022.
Yeah, we're going to have to think about an episode on our goals for next year.
Oh, yeah, because I got some.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that's what the next episode will be on.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot.
Preview.
Yay. And then in this episode, we are also talking about the holiday gift guide and Black Friday specials, because that's coming up real fast.
Yeah, that's this week. So that's happening. That's and some of the sales are starting already. At the time that we release this podcast, the role model sale will already be on.
Ooh, tell us about that.
Yes. So we decided to do it as like a kind of sliding scale. So like basically the more you spend, the more money you get off.
Yeah.
So we did like there's different coupons. Like you'll get $5 off if you spend $40. So basically, you're getting $5 off a rash guard if you buy a rash guard. If you spend $80, you get $15 off.
Nice.
Okay. If you spend $150, you'll get $40 off. And then if you spend $250, you get $75 off.
Wow.
So yeah, so it's just kind of a sliding scale. And we made the discount codes, the coupon codes easy. We just made them $5 off. $15 off. Like that is the code.
Yeah.
So that's helpful. So you can remember, but that does include Indie Basecamp. So you can get $75 off of Indie Basecamp if you register. today, the day before Thanksgiving, through December 1st, I think is when that cutoff is.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, we're doing like a Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, extended days sale.
I like it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm really excited about that. We've actually been shipping out a ton of rash guards in the last few weeks anyway. So mm-hmm. everybody's kind of gearing up for their Christmas and everything. And we have, you know, obviously you can buy camp for someone, which is a great gift.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, we have rash guards, geese, stickers, water bottles, bags. Like, we've got a lot of really cool stuff. And it's all stuff that we've designed and, you know, that we love. So, yeah, check that out.
Nobody can see it, but I'm wearing my delicate flower rash guard right now because yes. I haven't even had time to change since I got home from class.
Well, just, you know, represent.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, so that's good. I saw that Rachel competed in her delicate flower rash guard at Master Worlds too.
Oh, nice.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
Very cool. So. What else? What other sales?
Grapple Graphics, and that's with an X at the end. They've often supported our camps and uh-huh. sent us stickers and stuff. They put out a blog, and that blog has some sales on it. So we're getting some of the information from there. But they are also doing a 20% off their whole shop from November 26th through the 30th. So, and everything over $35, you get free shipping.
Oh, nice. And I love stickers.
Yeah. Right? Uh-huh. Yeah. They have some really cute stuff too.
Yeah.
And I think they're doing like some Christmas ornaments and they're doing a few things. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, that's fun. And
we always like to talk about Luxury Shack.
Mm-hmm.
They do amazing soaps. And soaps is like one of my favorite things to buy people. And I don't know what kind of sales they're doing, but they're posting those on their website. So if we could just link to the website with your magical powers.
I can certainly do that.
But yeah, we really like Luxury Shack. They actually sent a bar of soap for every person that came to camp last year.
And it was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. We've bought so much soap from them.
Yeah.
And Lisa Shackelford, that owns Luxury Shack, she actually taught one of our kids sessions at camp last year too. So she's great.
Bonus.
Yeah. Yeah. Alchemize Fightwear.
Mm-hmm.
They had a booth at camp. This is really, really supporting those camp people, which I appreciate. You know,
yeah.
Those that support you, right?
Exactly.
They're great. But Alchemize had a booth at Role Model Camp and they had one at Girls Gone Gee. But they're doing 30% off site-wide.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So all their stuff is going to be 30% off. They've got some cute crops that they just came out with and their rash guards are really cute. I know their rash guards kind of run small. So make sure that you check their like sizing chart before you purchase one of those because they do run small.
Good to know.
So yeah. Yeah. My friend EJ up in Canada runs Wolfston Martial Arts Supply. And she's always got some really fun stuff. I've got some spats from her that are like She-Ra, which, you know, if you're old enough. I guess there's a new She-Ra out too, but it just doesn't seem the same as like the 80s She-Ra. but I've got some really fun, like, oh, and some Wonder Woman stuff from her.
Nice.
And she's also sent us packages for camp, like as for the giveaways and everything. But they're doing a cool thing where like if you spend a certain amount, they're giving you gifts.
Ooh.
So like $15 to $100, you get a free gift. And then if you spend up to $200, you get two free gifts. And over $200, you get three. So I don't know what those gifts are, but I just love the idea that like you're just getting something fun, an added little surprise.
I always love an added little surprise.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah. So Wolfston Martial Arts, and that's in Canada. And I think she ships anywhere. I mean, obviously, it's more expensive if you're shipping outside of Canada. But yeah, that's definitely a company that you should check out. Also, if you're local to the Indiana, central Indiana area, we're running some like a Small Business Saturday sale. We'll have one at Indiana Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Academy and one at an endurance. But I will say Indiana Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Academy has more gear in stock.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be a cool place to go and just get some discounts on some gear there. And we're doing discounts on like classes and stuff too. And we'll have Santa at IBJA. So
ooh,
yes.
Nice.
Yeah. Santa will be there. So You can get your picture taken with Santa and everything. So
I know him.
Yeah, if you're local, I know him. He's the best. But yeah, so if you're local, feel free to stop by on Small Business Saturday, the 27th from 10 to noon.
Fun.
So also, if you guys have any other sales, you know, like be sure to tag us on Instagram and we'll share those. You know, we always want to help support the small businesses. You know, there's a lot of big companies that are doing Black Friday sales too, like BJJ Fanatics and Fuji and, you know, companies I like, but not ones that really need our help.
Yeah, so. I think they're doing okay.
They're doing just fine without us. Yeah. They don't need our marketing power.
I mean, we're everywhere. We are worldwide.
We are worldwide. You are international superstar, Jen Eads. I'm just saying.
Do you have any on and off the mat tips this week?
Well.
Or in your case, on and off the couch?
Yeah, exactly. let's see. I would say off the mat, let people have their joy. That's, you know, like people get on people. I mean, obviously Thanksgiving is happening. So now people are less like, hey, you can't decorate before Thanksgiving or whatever. but in general, like just let people have their joy. Don't try to squash it. Like they want to watch the cheesy Christmas movies or put up the tree a month early or, you know, wear their Christmas clothes a month early or whatever. Just let them embrace whatever makes them happy. And if it's not hurting anybody, then
I like that.
For it.
And I will say our tree is going up Saturday.
Our tree's been up for a couple weeks. We put it up before the surgery, but it's not decorated yet. But it is up and we have decorations all around the house. Uh-huh. Just haven't put the decorations on the tree yet.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited. I feel like at least at my house, tree day is it's a big day.
Yeah, yeah. I love Risser's watched all the silly Christmas movies with me. She's all for celebrating it all with me. So yeah.
I'm so glad.
Me too.
Oh, how about on the mat?
On the mat? Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I don't remember what that's like. no. I don't know. Do you have an on the mat tip?
For on the mat, I'm going to encourage anyone that does not have a notebook yet to start one and keep those notes.
Yeah, it's very important. I think it really is important for your jiu-jitsu to write notes and be able to look back at them. So I think that's great.
So in addition to writing notes, I've actually gone back and reviewed them. It's like, that's amazing. Ooh, maybe I should try to work on this thing that we learned last week in class today. It's the dumbest thing, but it really helped me focus. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote down goals of what I wanted to work on in class that day because I'd gone back and reviewed my notebook.
Yeah.
This is so dumb, but it's so helpful. It just feels like the very obvious thing to do.
Yeah.
So why have I not been doing that for 3 years? Because the 27th will be my 3-year anniversary.
That's awesome. That's very cool.
I'm excited about that. So yeah, 3 years and lots of notes.
Yes.
But more notes now. consistent notes.
More consistent notes. That's right. Another kind of tip I have for people is just, you know, support each other and share with each other. So if you get a great deal for Black Friday or whatever, like post that on your Instagram, share it with your friends. If you're wearing a rash guard from a small company or, you know, a gi from a small company or whatever, post that, you know, share it, tag that company. Like that's very helpful. When you listen to this podcast, take a screenshot and post it on your Instagram or Facebook or whatever. Like just help share.
Yeah, that's a great tip. Speaking of Instagram, where can we find you on Instagram?
You can find me at AJ Klingerman everywhere you go.
Even on TikTok?
No. I don't know if you looked up AJ Klingerman if you'd find me or not, but I'm actually a role model on TikTok.
All right. There you have
Still not posting videos, but you know, I mean, I've posted like 5, but 3 or 4 of them are from 2 years ago. So.
Well, maybe that can be one of your 2022 goals.
Yes, I like that. I like that as a goal.
Yeah. And I'm hanging out at Brassy Broad Jen. And we are together on Instagram at Beauty and the Gee Podcast. So tag us. Let us know what episode you're listening to and loving.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Thanks for listening. And we will see you on the mat.